Yivam with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yivam Asbavli, Daf Hey, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad on the base at the Mishnah. Maybe get Medes Hayom, Ba'amar Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechtam, Ve'yisa Es Ishtai. If a person brought a get from overseas and said it was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me, he may not marry the man's ex-wife. Now this idea of the Shaliach saying such a thing was an enactment that required the Eishliach that comes from overseas to declare, thereby validating the get. Meif, haragtiv, oi, agunu, leyisa, sishta. If a man says, Leah's husband died, or I killed him, or we killed him, he may not marry her. Yudah ime, haragtiv, le tinase, ishtai, agunu, tinase, ishtai. If he says, I killed him, she may not remarry. If he says, we killed him, she may remarry. The Gemara says, mahu neman. The Gemara asks the question, there's a Mishnah that teaches that if one does not remember to whom he was Mekayeh his daughter, and say David came and said it was to me, he is believed. Now, for what has he believed? Shmuel amar ne'eman liten get. Shmuel answers he's believed to divorce her. Had he not been Mekadosh her, he would not divorce her and make others think that she is permitted, because one does not sin unless he hopes to benefit from it. Asi amar ne'eman lechnois. Rav Asi says that he's believed even to marry her. Rav Huna Omar B'Shem Rav, Ne'eman Lechnois. Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said that he's believed to marry her. Rav Yochan Omar Ne'eman Lechnois Ve'en Lemeidim Himenu Dava Acha. Rav Yochan said that he's believed to marry her, but we don't learn another matter from this. Ma'en Lemeidim Himenu Dava Acha. What's the meaning of we don't learn another matter from this? Achas Meisaid Oisai Machalti Ve'eni Yodea. If a person says, I sold one of my fields and I don't know to whom I sold it, and another came and said, I'm the one who bought it, he's not believed. Also regarding Kedushin, it's this way, if a person said, I was Makadesh one of my daughters, and I don't know to whom I was Makadisha, and David came and said, I was Makadisha, he is not believed. Yisa pliga al rav, hamevi get medes hayom, v'om b'fana nechtam b'fana nechtam, v'yisa es ishtoi. If a question against rav from the Mishnah, if one brought a get from overseas and said it was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me, he may not marry his wife, means the one to whom he gave the get. Zaman huchzaka ish es ish, בפני הכל, במהכה, להוחזקה איש איש איש, אלא בפני שניים. כשיבואו שניים, ויאמרו זהו שקידש. The answer is there, she was established to everyone to be married. However, here, she was established to be married only in front of two people who saw the Kiddushin. It's possible that when they will come, they'll say, this is the one who was Makadisha. Masnisa pliga al, should say, al shmul, ze oime ani kadashtir, ze oime ani kadashtir, shneim noisin get, vimosa echad noisin get, ve echad kredes. We ask a question against Shmuel from a Mishnah. If one does not know to whom he was Makadisha's daughter, and David came and said, I was Makadisha, and Levi said, I was Makadisha, both of them give a get. If they want, one gives a get, and one of them marries her. He explains that this is when the father said, I was Makadish her to one of these two, and I don't know which. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if one of them prematurely married her before the other gave a get, we make him divorce her. Adado Adama, this is when David said, I was Makadisha, and Levi said, I was Makadisha, and one of them prematurely married her. However, if David said, I was Makadisha, and then he married her, and then Levi came and said, I was Makadisha, he did not believe to prohibit her to David. And he came in Mishukansa, Ba'achev Oma, Anikadashtia, Lekolemenu. We support this from a baiser. If after he married her, another came and said, I was Makadisha, he is not believed. Now we explain, Rabbi Yudah says that if one said, I killed him, she may not be married. No matter what you say, she's forbidden. Katle achoshet al davar leidonu v'le meidu. Lekatle lechaimu. If he truly killed him, one who is suspected about a matter cannot testify about that matter, and also a Rosh may not testify. If he did not kill him, then her husband is alive. Agnuo, siayte, you say, katle, tinase lachirim v'leiloi. If he said, we killed him, we explain that his colleagues killed him. He may marry others, but not him. Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda ma'ase v'listim echad nitzvas v'kisorin sheberkuputkeh im kishu yotze lehorig amru lehen tzu'u v'amru leishtoi shel shimon ben kahana shirag tiv v'knisase lelud uva ma'ase lifnei chachomim v'kimu es dvarov. Achom said in front of Rabbi Yehuda, a case occurred in which a bandit was caught in kisorin in kaputkeh. When he was being taken to be killed, he said, go and tell the wife of Shimon ben Kahana that I killed him when he entered Lod. The cave came in front of a Chachamim and they fulfilled his words and permitted her to remarry. Yehuda said, do you bring a proof from there? Really, the case was, he didn't say I killed him, but rather, we killed him. We come now to the next mission of Halacha Yud Beis. Chacham she'osef ha'isha b'neda al ba'ala ha'reze lo yisa'ena mena ich she'cholzo b'fon av yisa'ena mepnei shehu beistin. If a chacham forbade a woman to her husband due to a vow that he was unable to permit it, he may not marry her. If she did miyu no chalitza in front of him, he may marry her since he was part of a beistin. Kulam shayu lahen noshim meisu mutaris linasi lahen. In all these cases, when Reuven may not marry Leah because he permitted her to marry, if he had a wife and she died, he may then marry Leah. Kulam shenisu lachimim nisalmano nisgarshu mutaris linasi lahen. In every case, if Leah married someone else and was widowed or divorced, Reuven may then marry her. V'kulam mutaris v'lihim la'olacheim. In all cases, Leah is permitted to Reuven's sons and brothers. The Gemara says, "Achacham she'asei sa'isha b'neder arbala harei ze li'sa'ena." Oimer ani l'kach miskaven mitchila. The Gemara says, "If a chacham forbade a woman to her husband due to a vow, he may not marry her." I say that perhaps he intended for this from the beginning, if he failed to find a heter in order that her husband will need to divorce her and he'll be able to marry her. Mi'ena o shecholz b'fanav yisa'ena b'pnei shu beistin she'ein shnayim mutsuyim lachtoi m'pnei echad. If she did miyun or chalitza in front of him, he may marry her since he was part of a beistin. Two are not prone to sin and permit him properly due to one to enable the third judge to marry her. Taman taninon ha'mafkid peiroi sesachaviro efelehin avudim lo yiga bahen. The Mishnah that teaches that if one deposited peiros produce with his friend, even if they are perishing, the guard does not touch them. Shem Gamliel me'yimko b'shmei beistin b'pnei hashem avida lebalim. Shem Gamliel said he sells them in front of beistin because this is hashem avida to the owner. Amar bi Abba bar Kahana bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'b'shem ben Gamliel. Racha by Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ma'yehi v'damim, what does he do with the money? Rabbi Yehuda omer machlikes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Taufan. Rabbi Yehuda answered that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Taufan disagreed about this, about a shomer aveda, someone who is watching a lost article, and the same applies here. Rabbi Kiva says he may not use the money. Rabbi Taufan says he may use it in order that he will be a shomer socher. Tani based in Yikhu, the Baisa says they based in the rule that the Shomer should sell the produce, may not buy them. As people say that this is why they ruled that he should sell them. Kiva Amma Rabbi Chia Bei Rabbi Shabsi Makshi Hacha Ad Amal Mina or Shachalsa Befanav Yisraelam Pneishu based in Hacha Ad Amal Hachim. The Kiva, the Amora, quoting Rabbi Chia, said that in Rabbi Shabsi's academy, they asked, here you say that if she did miyun or chalitza in front of him, he may marry her, since he was part of a beis din. And here you say that a beis din that ruled that he should sell the produce may not buy them. Amar Rabbi Yosi Taman, ha'mekach darkoi lishtaleish b'mhacha ein shnayim metzim lachtoi b'fnei echad. Rabbi Yosi answered that there it's normal to divide a purchase and it is a suspicion that lest each member of the beis din take a third. However, here two are not prone to sin due to one. Kulam shehayu laim noshim umisu matoris li nasi lahem. Mishnah said in all these cases, when Reuven may not marry Leah because he permitted her to marry, if he had a wife and she died, he may then marry Leah. Now, this is only if Reuven's wife died, but if he divorced her, then not. The Mishnah said in every case, if Leah married someone else and was widowed or divorced, Reuven may then marry her. This is because one is not prone to sin and to permit her improperly for later, because perhaps she will remarry and be widowed or divorced and then want to marry the judge. The Mishnah said in all cases Leah is permitted to Reuben's children and brothers. This is because one is not prone to sin for his sons nor for his brothers. Perek Keset Eshes Achiv.